Hello, my friends, and welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast for the 13th of October. I'm Paul White. I'm glad you're with me as we head into the 16th chapter of the book of Psalms. I do have a couple of passages from this 16th chapter that I want to address. One of them comes from a spot that I like to use as sort of an old covenant statement about inheritance, that when you see it through a new covenant lens of new covenant inheritance, makes it even more beautiful. What I mean by new covenant inheritance, of course, is that you and I have something that belongs to us because of Jesus. We know this because the Bible says in the New Testament, book of Hebrews, that Jesus has received the inheritance. And the New Testament says that you and I are joint heirs with Christ. That's what Paul said to the church at Rome, which means that Jesus is the recipient of the inheritance that God gave him at the covenant, and then you and I are part and parcel of that inheritance. We get a portion, we get the full portion of whatever Jesus received. We know that because John said we have received of his fullness, grace upon grace. So we get the fullness of Christ, and what Christ gets, we get. Christ is the recipient of an inheritance. This is why the New Testament, particularly the book of Hebrews, is so insistent on calling Jesus the Son. Because when you talk in inheritance terms, you need to talk in family terms. Family members get an inheritance. And so you receive the fullness of who Jesus is and what Jesus is. And when you get into the Old Testament then and you start talking about inheritance, knowing where it's going, knowing that it's ultimately going to end up being about the inheritance you receive in Christ, then you can use those Old Testament descriptors as a way of understanding that inheritance. Here's an example. Psalms chapter 16, verse 5 and 6. O Lord, you are the portion of my inheritance and my cup. You maintain or uphold my lot. The lines have fallen to me in pleasant places. Yes, I have a good inheritance. I love the sound of Psalm 16:6. The lines have fallen to me in pleasant places. Yes, I have a good inheritance. Think about what that sound. Think about what that means. The lines of my inheritance. Imagine it as a piece of property in which you're being given a portion of property. And say the fence could fall on the side of the creek that doesn't give you access to the creek. Say the fence lies at the where you don't get the best of the flow, the water flow, or the crop. But say they reassess and they move the fence to where now you receive the stream or the water flow or the freshest grass or the place where your cattle can graze freely. Imagine that the lines fall in an unpleasant place to where your property is no good. It's too rocky. It's too dry. And then the reassessment makes the lines fall in pleasant places. Your Father has given an inheritance to you in which the lines fall in pleasant places. What does that mean for you? I don't know. This is the joy that you have in getting to find these things out as you walk this out in Him. What does it mean for the lines to fall in a pleasant place for you? What does it mean that your inheritance is good? When those moments enter, when that comes into you, when you are looking for the favor of God in an area, you're trusting God for something, stand on the word. Father, you're the portion of my inheritance. I want to say this. I just feel this. For someone listening, You are trusting God for something. Put that something in your thoughts right now. What it is that you believe is yours under the inheritance. I don't care what it is. You've been telling yourself, this is mine under the inheritance. Put that thing out there right now. Maybe pause for a minute and say it out loud to the Father. All right? And then let's pray this together. Lord, you are the portion of my inheritance. You're the cup I drink from. You uphold who I am. The lines have fallen to me in pleasant places. Yes, I have a good inheritance. I love it. I love it. There's just something about that that just brings me excitement. As you trust in that, as you believe for that, watch for the lines to start to fall in pleasant places. When you go on down in that 16th chapter of Psalms, you run into a couple of famous verses. Let me read them from the very end. For you will not leave my soul in Sheol. This is the abode of the dead. Nor will you allow your Holy One to see corruption. Paul quotes this as that Jesus doesn't stay in the ground long enough for his body to be corrupted. So he makes this about Jesus. And then you will show me the path of life. In your presence is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore. Jesus prayed in John 17, 13. He's praying for his disciples, and he prayed for fullness of joy unto his disciples. And I believe it's for you and I. In the presence of God is the fullness of joy, and at his right hand are pleasures. What happens at the right hand? The man at the right hand is the man with the ear of the Father, and that's Jesus. His presence brings fullness of joy. At the right hand of the Father is Jesus. He is the pleasure forevermore. He is what makes your lines fall to you in pleasant places. We are doing our studies in John tonight from North Georgia. We will be on the 111th the 111th study from John 18. I got to get Psalms out of my head. From John 18, and we will be with Jesus just after his arrest in the Garden of Gethsemane. It's going to be a lot of fun. See you then, or see you tomorrow when you'll be able to get the podcast and listen to that John series from tonight as we post those every Wednesday. Have a great day. God bless.